Cheers, everybody. It is Monday, July 29th, the last Monday of July. This is your Cup of Jones. Cheers, everyone. Going live after my fellow allies went live for 50 straight hours from our beach house that I never saw. I will never know that beach house. I saw that beach house just like all of you saw that beach house. Hey, everybody. Tokyo Slim's talking about camping. I can't be distracted. There's a lot of information to go through. It's a very busy day. We have baby appointments today. We have places to be, things to do. Easy living is over, though. That was 50 hours from the beach house. Massive shout out to everybody. Huge shout out to Dawn. I do not want anyone to forget that Dawn sacrificed going to California Extreme, I believe it is. So you might see a lot of people. I saw Jared Petty that was tweeting out just lots of arcade cabinets, checking out. It was a big arcade weekend. Dawn goes to that every single year. Dawn sacrificed. We were like, it's important for Dawn to be there. So Dawn sacrificed not going to California Extreme to go to Easy Livin'. And then I bailed for my stupid reason of having a kid. So it's like Dawn moved it around so he could be there especially, and then ended up making up in part for me, who could not be there. But eight allies is better than no allies. I watched as much of it as I possibly could. I made sure to be up for Shrek. I watched a little bit of Smash Brothers. Of course, I watched the beginning and I watched the end. We should jump to that. If you did watch the end, there was a tease of the finale and possibly a full series stream of Busted Trifecta, so we will get an update on Busted Trifecta from Dawn very shortly. More details on that, but that was a fun little thing that showed up along. If you have not seen all of Easy Livin', all of the cutouts from Easy Livin', again, shout out to Daniel Bloodworth, who's going to be compiling all of that stuff, are going to be on Easy Allies Plays, which is not our main YouTube channel, our secondary YouTube channel, youtube.com/EasyAlliesPlays, if you would like to go see all of the different segments of Easy Livin'. I can't remember, somebody pointed out that we went offline for a bit at hour 48, so there was not one big giant VOD. We stayed online for 48 straight hours, but not the full 50. Came back online to wrap up the last two to make it a full 50-hour stream. Thanks to Dawn for taking the weekend off. Thank you to Bloodworth for putting all of that together. Thank you to Ian for putting together another awesome Ian and Dawn Hit the Beach. Ian and Dawn Hit the Beach 3 with a vengeance. And I might have been a part of that in some small way if you haven't seen that yet. But that video is also separate. That's on our main YouTube channel, because that was another episode of Easy Update that Ian produces every year. Again, super weird not to be a part of Easy Livin', fun to just watch it. I'm sure I will get all sorts of fun little notes on that this week, fun little things that happen behind the scenes. Again, always looking for feedback of how we could do stuff better. But not a lot of Easy Livin' questions for this week. That might be next week. Ian and Dawn Hit the Beach and the Starbucks Part 3. So I can't speak to behind the scenes look at Easy Livin'. So if you ask me questions, I'm like, I don't know. I might not have the answer to it. I might have to check in with Blood or talk to the boys about what we're going to do in the future with Easy Livin' 4, which I will hopefully be at, because Easy Livin's really great. The boy is just weeping ever so softly off mic. I don't know if you can pick up. It'll be the first time waiting for that first quote from Milo on Cup of Jones. Just barely off mic. Oh, there he goes. Now he's in the room. Oh, she's going for the pacifier. A little gurgling from the boy. Should be a short episode of Cup of Jones today. Around 1,600 viewers on average on Twitch that I noticed. So congrats to the team for pulling off Easy Livin'. It was very, very fun. Fun to be a part of, even just as a viewer. We have our survey again that we just did on Patreon. We have over 1,000 responses from that. A lot of us are still pulling that together. I've stuff to produce this week, but I also have to take some time to read a lot of those to be ready for a survey meeting that we're going to have this week with all of the allies, where we're going to talk about big things that were mentioned. Again, not like absolutely everything that was brought up on the survey, but just kind of like the big notes, the big things that people seem to be bringing up again and again. That actually brings us to our editorial question, which I'm going to talk about a little bit at the end of this from Josh Reed, who specifically asked about, like, what does that mean, that this survey, what are we going to be taking from that? We are playing the winner of Glennie's Game Jam, which has been a part of the Easy Allies podcast for the last couple months, tomorrow night. I have not seen a lot of the Game Jam stuff that has been done, so that's going to be very interesting to see how all of that came together. I still can't believe that you can just do a game jam and people will show up for that. So thank you very much to everybody that was involved in that. I absolutely can't wait to see what was the game that won the Glennie's Game Jam from the Easy Allies podcast. The August Community Showcase will be next Monday. I didn't write down the date, but let's do the math. I guess that's the 5th. So that is a week from today. After Cup of Jones, next week will be the Community Showcase. Again, I will not be hosting it. It'll be hosted by Mr. Michael Damiani with Daniel Bloodworth as the guest. So thanks, Damiani, for picking up two of those. I will be back in September with Michael Huber. That got brought up in this episode. So there, that is your updated schedule. Bloodworth and Damiani next Monday. The first, pretty probably the first Thursday. I don't know. You know, we brought... The guys brought those back to Mondays. That's rough for me to do Cup of Jones and Showcase in the same day, but maybe they'll stay on Mondays. Maybe we'll move them back to Thursdays. But the first Showcase, the Showcase of September, will be my hosted by me with a guest, Michael Huber. The next Trailer Jones will be a San Diego Comic-Con review that I'm still working on. I wanted to put that up last week so it could be a week after Comic-Con. I'm going to write a script and do VO and basically just... play some jazz music and talk about all the trailers from Comic-Con. Even, you know, several days after Comic-Con now, it's not going to really be news-focused. It's always just going to be focused on the actual, you know, artistry of the trailers themselves and kind of what, from the event, what I figured the best trailers were. And it's interesting to kind of do that approach to an event. And so it's why it's taken a long time for me to just, like, figure out what this script is going to sound like. It has a lot more of my editorial voice in it. And it was weird to write a script like that. So that took a long time. Also taking care of a baby. I'm going to solo the next top 10. August's top 10 will be 100% me. It'll be a list that I pick, a script that I write, a video that I may or may not cut. I might hand that video off to Ian to finish, but I will be supplying the footage for that countdown. And it is something that's very near and dear to my heart. So I'm excited that I offered to do that countdown, you know, potentially before I left or in my absence, and it came up that the guys decided it would be in August. So I'm like, okay, let's do it. In top 10 Milo moments, no. The current plan for Cup of Jones is to keep this format for another week, and then I'm going to try to be back the week after that. Just so you know, this is, again, more talking about me in business than Milo, but it is a Milo issue that... technically, the way my paternity leave is supposed to work was I was going to take time off once Milo was born. That is not by the calendar until August 12th. And so it's going to be interesting actually coming back from paternity leave when I was supposed to start it. So basically, I will have the child that I was supposed to have at the beginning of my paternity leave at the end of it. And then hopefully we've got all of this parent stuff figured out and going back to work won't be difficult. But it might be a little bumpy again, just because for that reason that, that's the way that the schedule worked out. And just like babies, you never know how the schedule specifically is going to work out. The takeaways from this episode that you can find in the comments below, if you go to patreon.com/easyallies, if you're listening to the audio versions, all of the text is on the previous version. The actual first video posted version, but Brian Deneau would like some kind of Don's Design Lab Patreon exclusive show. I mentioned that Don mentioned to me that he wanted to do something. I've talked about that previously on Cup of Jones, that he wanted to work on, you know, do something for Mario Maker, whatever that is in some form. And hopefully we'll get an update on that soon. But I do not have those final plans because I have been away from Easy Allies. Matt Brookbank, would we consider tabulating the results from the survey? I said, I don't know, I checked with the team. Blood jumped on that with some sound logic, which is there are over 1,000 comments, and that would take a tremendous amount of work for one of the allies. I don't know if it's necessarily worth, you know, just our patrons being like, interesting, for us to spend like half a day doing that. Daniel Ribeiro asked us to hire Andrea Renee, which is, of course, up to Andrea Renee, but we'll see how much collaboration she wants to do when she moves to Los Angeles. Raker Wilson asked if us we could consider an EZA Opens the Vault Twitch stream, where we would go back into the archives, the old garage archives of Easy Allies, and show some stuff off now that we are in the new studio. I think it might be a little too soon being in the new studio to do that, but I talked a little bit more about that in the comments. But those were takeaways that I will throw at the rest of the guys, and we will see what they think. Let me make sure I got everything. Glennie's Game Jam, Busted Trifecta, Community Showcase for August next Monday. Trailer Jones will be on Comic-Con. Solo in that top 10 and doing this weird Cup of Jones for at least another week. And yeah, so the editorial, the question I want to do a bit of an editorial on in this episode is from Josh Reed. I greatly respect wanting to take a hard look at your Patreon and being willing to make big changes, and I'm very ready for that. However, does it worry you that changing things too much might affect the opinions of the people that are already pledging? How much of these talks go into balancing of catering to your current audience and changing things in a meaningful way to attract a bigger audience? It's mostly just about the health of the Patreon. I don't think that meeting that we have will be too much about bold steps to attract a bigger audience, because I think that's a lot of like new stuff that we're not doing before. This is less about new stuff that we're not doing and more about more stuff that we are doing, but you know, some sections of our audience want to see that done to a bigger degree. It's mostly just kind of about a meeting of the minds, if you will. And I talk about this below, but I wanted to go into a little bit more detail in a live editorial where we have things that we want to do with this Patreon. We're not sure if our audience would be interested. There are things that our audience wants to see, but we necessarily haven't had the time or the focus to do that because we're working on other projects. And so we were basically looking for those two things. And you know, it's not until we actually meet in person or meet, you know, online and see each other on camera and talk about, you know, throw out our opinions, that we really know what parts of this survey has resonated with a lot of people, because it obviously takes their work to realize a lot of these goals if we want to change things. And so it's this marriage of what stuff do we want to do? What changes do we think would be positive for Easy Allies? And then after the survey, what are we seeing kind of corroborate those goals and those visions for the future? Basically, we want to do a thing. Hey, our patrons want to do that as well. Then that's something that we should do, because we're not going to do something solely because our community wants us to do it. We want to do something because there is at least one or two people that are willing to step forward and produce that. No idea what those changes are going to be, no idea in what form that we're going to be announcing that or letting you know when those changes, some of those changes might go into effect right away. We don't know. It's hard to say. Definitely don't want to make any promises whatsoever before that meeting, because I want that to be very freeform, and I want us to step back and take an honest look at how that survey turned out and what people are interested in. And then there's a couple other steps that we're going to be taking later in the year, some stuff that we have planned for 2020 that is much more in the vein of attracting a bigger audience. Right now, we are most interested in keeping our patrons happy. And that was why that survey was done on Patreon. That's why a lot of that stuff concerns, specifically with the investment that is happening in Patreon, those resources are being invested across the shows that we're doing. We've already talked about changes we've done with Tabletop Escapades and stuff like that in the past. And so we're not nervous making those I'm nervous about doing everything with this business, but we feel it's the right decision when we make those changes, because they reflect things that we think our Patreon is okay with us doing in the long run, and they reflect things that we want to do also with the Patreon. And so not only do we have to practice that mix with this survey conversation and with the announcements and the changes that we make to the Patreon, that mix is patreon.com/easyallies. That's like the complete nature of the business, is us trying to find that happy balance between, you know, we may not be jumping for joy and doing backflips for doing this one or two things a month, but we know that they're good for our business. These are the things over here that we're very, very excited to do, and that we really, you know, seem effortless at this point, that our audience also enjoys, and it's got to be that balance between those two things. So thank you already to people like Ian Damiani, Kyle, and Ben, and pretty much the whole team for having gone through those comments and already bringing up conversations before, you know, things we're supposed to be thinking about before we have that meeting on this week, to kind of get our heads in the right space of knowing at least like what are the big takeaways, not specific points, but just like, clearly that thing has been brought up now for like the 20th time. And Blood is very kindly, I should have posted it in this Cup of Jones post, but Blood is mentioning it in chat right now. If you are live in chat right now, the survey went out on the 17th. You can check it out on Patreon, on patreon.com/easyallies. You can go find that survey. If you were looking for it, went up on the 17th. It might be a little bit late to drop responses, but we can maybe read those before the meeting this week, and then we'll update you on that. So again, I might have a big update. I might have information next week taken from that meeting. Other things might take a little more time for us to put together, especially just following a big event like Easy Livin'. That's kind of where all of our creative thinking goes. And so there is a little bit of a resting period after big events, but yes, you can definitely still, Mushworks is asking in chat, you can definitely still participate. So that is open to everybody if you want to go get a part of that. So survey, or at least know what those questions are, and see the results, soon when we talk about that stuff. But another text episode of Cup of Jones. Again, if you are just tuning in now, if you missed Cup of Jones for a little bit, if you would like to leave a question, I will answer that in text, or I will address it very briefly in a quick editorial. I'll mostly just talk about takeaways and the big business stuff affecting us, and then all of the business and personal questions are in text on the last post. So if you're just catching this video later, or if you are listening to the audio version, go back to that original post, and then you can, on that original post, ask me a question in text. I will respond to that the following week. If you're like, I don't want text, I want you to answer my question live. 2 weeks from now is hopefully when I'm aiming to get back to doing that, but not making that promise just yet. That is the plan, but I will update you, of course, on my schedule as my schedule moves along. Isn't that right, Milo? What's my schedule, Milo? I gotta go ask Milo what my schedule is. But there we go. There's your quick episode of Cup of Jones. 21 minutes this time. Again, I will be back next Monday, but we're gonna be streaming a group stream tomorrow night, Gleaning Game Jam. For our group stream, we're going to be streaming more this week. Check our schedule at easyallies.com if you want to know what fun streams are coming up. But fun streams, some fun actual preview coverage coming up this week that we can't talk about just yet, but hopefully you'll be seeing more of in the very near future. And I just say this literally just as a viewer, just looking at the schedule like, oh, fun stuff coming up this week that I have nothing to do with at EC Allies. Enjoy, everybody. And I will be back next week with another cup. Cheers, y'all. Have a good week.